Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Simon R. Green's Forest Kingdom Saga, Hawk and Fisher. Narrated by Terence Aselford, with performances by Danny Gavigan, Ren Casey, Christopher Sheeran, James Konacek, Yasmin Toison, Eric Messner, Nanette Savard, David Coyne, Michael Glenn, Scott McCormick, Michael John Casey, Drew Kopus, Richard Rowan, Barbara Pinellini, Jeff Allen, Bobby Aselford, Ken Jackson, Joe Brack, M.B. Van Dorn, Lily Beacon, and Ted Stoddard. Hawk and Fisher, Book 3, The God Killer. They come and they go. There are beings on the street of gods. More and less than human, they inspire worship and adoration, fear and awe, and dreams of endless power. No one knows who or what the beings are. They existed before men built the Street of Gods, and will exist long after the street is nothing more than rubble and lost memories. Some say the beings are distillations of specific realities, abstract concepts given shape and form by human fears or wishes, or simply by the times themselves. Others claim they are simply supernatural creatures, intrusions from other planes of existence. No one knows. They are real and unreal, both and neither. They are beings of power, and the Street of Gods is theirs and theirs alone. They come and they go. Winter took residence early in the city port of Haven, ushered in on blustering winds full of sleet, snow, and bitter cold. Thick blankets of snow lay heavily across the roofs and city walls, and hoarfrost pearled the brickwork. Down in the street, the first of the day's pedestrian traffic struggled through the muddy slush, slipping and sliding and cursing each other through numb lips. The cold wind cut through the thickest furs, and frostbite gnawed savagely at exposed flesh. Winter embraced Haven, honing its cutting edge on the slow-moving and the infirm. It was early in the morning, the sun little more than a bloody promise on the starless night. The street lamps glowed bravely against the dark, islands of amber light in an endless gloom. Ruddy lanterns hung from horses and carts, bobbing like live coals on the night. And trudging through the cold and dark came Hawk and Fisher, husband and wife, captains in the city guard. Somewhere up ahead in the narrow streets and alleyways of the north side lay a dead man. It wasn't clear yet why he was dead. Apparently, the investigating constables were still trying to find some of the pieces. Murder was nothing new in the north side. Every city harbors a dark and cruel side to its nature, and Haven was no different. Haven was a dark city, the rotten apple of the Low Kingdoms. But murder and corruption flourished openly in the north side, fueled by greed, hate, and bitter need. People died there every day for reasons of passion, desperation, or business. Nevertheless, this latest in a line of bloody murders shocked even the hardened north siders. So the guard sent in Hawk and Fisher. There wasn't much that could shock them. Hawk was tall, dark, but no longer handsome. A series of old scars ran down the right side of his face, and a black silk patch covered his right eye. He wore a long furred jacket and trousers and a heavy black guardsman's cloak. He didn't look like much. He was lean and wiry rather than muscular, and he was beginning to build a stomach. He wore his long dark hair swept back from his forehead and tied with a silver clasp at the nape. He had only just turned 30, but already there were streaks of gray in his hair. One might easily dismiss Hawk as just another bravo, perhaps a little past his prime and going to seed. But there was something about Hawk, something...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?